The Vox Markets Podcast.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Neil Herbert, Executive Chairman of Atlantic Lithium. ALL is ticker there, and of course on the ASX. The ticker is what, Neil?
It is A11.
That's it, yeah. A11. You released an RNS today, Project Development Update. And what strikes me about this, Neil, is that, you know, people concentrate on one or two things. And then you read through that RNS and you realise there's so much work that goes into, you know, getting a mine into production way before you start producing. There's so much stuff going on. And there's so much detail in this RNS. It's phenomenal what you have to do. But it shows, you know, there's a lot of stuff you're doing in the background that people don't know about and don't appreciate. But so take us through, if you could, some of the highlights. It's worth pointing out, you know, on the RNS, there's a lot more detail in there worth reading. But I think let's just start with the highlights, if you could, Neil.
Absolutely. So I think there's actually two things in this RNS, Justin. Mm. And the first is, as you say, is all the work streams that we are performing to deliver this mine to production on time, on budget. Looking at first production 18 months from now. And so obviously Keith, our CEO, a diligent spodumene miner, and his team, which he's been building out, have been working across these work streams. And so you'll see some very important elements to that. So the engineering, procurement, construction, and management contract is a big contract regarding the management and construction of the site. You've got the mining contractor, which is our biggest expense, so very important. So we're looking at Ghanaian mining contractors, some very experienced contractors in country, fortunately, and we're going through a selection process with them. We're talking about acquiring the DMS unit and indeed the modular unit for DMS as well. So this is the modular unit, the early unit we're bringing for early production and indeed the DMS itself. And tendering for all sorts of items, which we're going through. And obviously the important, we talked about in the past, we very recently had an award for diverting the transmission lines for the power that runs across the site. Mm-hmm. So all of those things, very important. But the other thing that is covered in this release, which I thought was very interesting, is things that are also potential value add above and beyond what we have talked about in the past, which are provided for in our existing plan. One of them is obviously the feldspar, which is our principal byproduct, and as such is a revenue stream. No, it doesn't provide the sort of revenue that lithium does, but actually an important byproduct for us. So the studies around the feldspar are very important, and that will bring us additional revenue in the future. The second one is obviously flotation. So we've always talked about this ore body, and what's the great thing about this ore body is we're able to do very simple processing, which allows us to have low capex and indeed low opex. And most of the product that we produce, we're able to put through that system. But a smaller quantum actually comes out of that, and we stockpile it in the short term, but actually being able to take that through a flotation circuit will allow us to recover lithium in the future, which will also be a value add to the project. And then finally, you know, we're looking at downstream options. Is there a way of taking this product to another stage, which would also provide us additional revenue, which would be interesting. All those projects are ongoing. So as you say, it just sets out what we're doing. We talked about this last week. We had a couple of offers for the company, which we have rejected. And this is why we're rejecting it, because we can now see all these work streams coming together to bring this project to fruition, to be on time and budget with first production about 18 months from now.
Yeah, and that's nothing, is it, really? 18 months away. It'll fly by. And like you say, and in Q4, you've got that maiden feldspar mineral resource estimate expected. And that's, like I said, that's a value add that people don't sort of count on. But that's quick, isn't it? You're doing that very quickly.
We have to do all of these things very quickly, and it's a full compliment to the team, and particularly Keith Miller, our CEO, and everybody who's working with him currently in Perth. And you'll also see that the number of people that we're also adding to the team, because obviously we need to manage all these streams of work, both in Ghana and from a technical supervision point of view from our spodumene experts in Perth there. So, yes, I mean, this is a phenomenal amount of work that's ongoing. And we worked a tight timeline, so here we are. We're about delivering value for our shareholders.
Yeah, excellent stuff. And it's worth just highlighting. I mean, if you could, Neil, three reasons, because people are probably listening to this, and you've had a lot of news out, and it's good to feel sort of catch up in the story. But in your mind, you know, if someone's listening to this and finding it very interesting and thinking, okay, I quite like what they're doing here. Give them three top points. There's many points, of course. You've mentioned many work streams happening there and many upside, you know, evaluation points. But in your mind, top three why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add Atlantic Lithium to their watch list, please?
Happy to do that, Justin. So first and foremost, I think this is one of the things that, a lot of investors out there are invested in lithium companies. But a lot of lithium companies talk wistfully about going to production and talk about vague timelines. And, you know, we've been there in the past. When you're an exploration company, you know, we used to be an exploration team taking the project forward. Today, what's really different about this project? So my first point is we are now a near-term producer. We completed our major licensing hurdle only some weeks ago by getting the mining lease. You can see by all these work streams that have been going on continuously since we delivered the DFS, the definitive feasibility study, in the middle of the year. All these things are coming together so that we can deliver this project on time and budget, so that we are a revenue producing company 18 months from now. So I think the near-term production is key, because if you actually look through that universe of lithium companies that you may hold in your portfolio, so many of them, you know, ask yourself the question, are any of these projects going to get to production in the next 3 years? Very few. Yeah. The second one is, as I always like to say, this is a very simple project. We have great infrastructure and we have a really nice ore body, which is simple to process. And as a result of that, it's low capex and low opex, and that always works. And we've talked about this before. Even with the lithium price that people are depressed about today, that's a really big margin for a project like Ewoyaa, which has these sorts of costs that we've outlined. All in sustaining costs of $675 and the current lithium price, low $1,700. But if you think about that, that's a tremendous margin for a project. And I think the final one is we've assembled the team here that we can deliver it. And I think this illustrates the quality of the team that we've assembled over the last year and a half to take this project forward. And I'm very proud of everybody who works for Atlantic Lithium, be it in Ghana or in Australia today, who are taking this project to production. So I think assembling that team, and certainly led by people who have actually run spodumene mines, which are very few people who have actually run the spodumene mines successfully. And if you look at some of the experience currently in Australia, you'll see that some of those have come to production recently through perhaps lack of experience or understanding, have had difficulty in getting the mines to production. We have made sure that we have that expertise in-house. Yeah. So those are my three reasons.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Neil, good to chat to you. And like I say, keep busy, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Yeah. With Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.